Chapter 120. Let Yourself Go. Some years ago, never mind how long precisely, having little or no money in my purse, and nothing particular to interest me on shore, I thought I would sail about a little and see the watery part of the world. It is a way I have of driving off the spleen and regulating the circulation. Whenever I find myself growing grim about the mouth, whenever it is a damp, drizzly November in my soul, whenever I find myself involuntarily pausing before coffin warehouses and bringing up the rear of every funeral I meet, and especially when my hypos get such an upper hand of me that it requires a strong moral principle to prevent me from deliberately stepping into the street and methodically knocking people's hats off. Then I account it high time to get to sea as soon as I can. First paragraph of Moby Dick by Herman Melville. Seas I have crossed, loves nurtured and lost. I am not in the habit of knocking hats off. Nevertheless, I step out into the cool autumn air here, where I am at Gatwick, a fresh new exile, taking stock of things missing and things got. Unsettling it can be to face up to one's own lackings, but it best be done. So what have you got, apart from this nagging urge to belong to some universal school of song? Is it art or ingenuity? These songs that seemingly come out of nowhere but that belong to everybody, a world of wishes and wonders and telling of truths. Tales with their formats and formulas that we use, or that use us. Familiar, of course, a prerequisite. Moving through us again and again, they come alive each time, kind of free spirits that we own, I suppose. Cave dwellers painted murals in their caves. Did they sing as well as they scratched out rampaging bison and running deer with sticks of charcoal? Music and song. So it's all their fault, them and every single thing they embody. So now run with the ball. Wear your music like a cloak, or use it like a dagger. I can't decide which. Live in it like a caravan, or drive it into a ditch like a worn-out car. Never perfect, of course, or even great, but you indulge them just the same, these songs of yours. You walk with them hand in hand all along the boulevard. Wear them on your lips, pressed to your heart. They live inside you. An uninvited guest, a parasite, lingering, loitering, always there, waiting in the wings. Are you following me? I sometimes ask. But as I open my mouth, it's this that comes out, in a predetermined shape and size. I start to sing. I have no control. Cannot make it any other way. Sooner or later, one has to let oneself go.
set out in a brand new day. Convinced I'd make it, I'd find my way. Clean white shirt and a new black coat. Bag on back full of illusion and hope. There's nothing like setting out. Stiff tailwind sails filling out. Heading for the great big smoke. Might be rich, I might be broke. Free as a bird, have no care. Live like the devil, live anywhere. Meet some people, make new friends. Find out where it leads, where it ends.